You've kind of had some injury issues over the years. I think you have that pec deal. How's your health in this spring camp?
Oh, that's good. I feel good. I think the coaches are really good at keeping us healthy, playing smart, and practicing hard, lifting hard, running hard. But just still keeping in the back of our mind, it's all about being healthy. Season's a long way away, and we need to get better. But we need every player. We need all the depth that we can, especially with our schedule. So I love the way that the coaches run the program.
How has the offensive line dynamic changed without T-John here this camp?
I think when you play with new guys, you always just got to get used to them. It's all about chemistry on the line. There's five dudes, and y'all got to build that wall. So you got to be able to read each other's minds, basically. So as we're playing with new people, it just takes time. But I think we're getting better, learning the plays, and just ready to ball out.
Let me ask Anthony about guys that are asserting themselves as leaders. You were the first one you mentioned. Did you feel that? Are you taking the onus on yourself to kind of lead these guys?
I'm just trying to work hard. I love my boys. I love the team. I'm willing to do anything for them. And whoever they think is the leader, you know, the voice of the people. So we're ready to work hard and give our shirts off our backs for each other. And that's what we do.
You said you had a hard time getting guys to slow down for a few days of practice. How's that coming? Are you able to take a breath, some instruction, actually huddle?
Yeah, it's actually really nice. I mean, you don't know what to expect when new coaches come. You're just trying to please them. With the last coaches, we ran so much. It was crazy. So we didn't know what to expect. But it's nice to take a breath. It's nice to breathe, talk about what we see, talk about what's going wrong, talk about what's going right, coming back on the line. And I think, in my opinion, it helps us be more physical, because you go all out, you use everything you can for that one play, come back, take a breath, say, oh, hey, man, you got to do this. The linebacker came, so-and-so, whatever. Go back out, do it again. So I really like the way the offense is shaping.
How are things with Ty Detmer taking over that offense? Are you enjoying that guy's, his offense being implemented?
Oh, yeah, man. I like it because it's simple. I mean, I'm handsome, but I might not be the smartest dude. So, you know, I like the simple ones. Don't need to think, and you can just go out and try to destroy the people in front of you and protect the people in back of you. So I like the way he got that. I mean, he's the man. He's the GOAT, right? Greatest of all time. So, you know.
Are you pretty entrenched at guard, or are you cross-training at all?
With the new offense, I'm just focusing on right guard right now, just so I can get the offense down, get the plays down. Be able to do what I do, but I'm willing to play wherever. I mean, I'm not super tall, but I'll play tackle if I need to. I'll play center, tight end, fullback, you know, whatever.
Can you talk about some of the differences you see in the blocking schemes up front with this offense compared to the last one?
Yeah, the last offense is a lot of one-on-one, you know. This offense, it's pretty simple, but it's a lot of double teams in the runs. So, I mean, I love it. Dudes, you're facing like 400 pounds, so you gotta get two bodies on them, then you can actually move them. It's hard to move people. They're so low to the ground, you gotta dig them out. So, do a lot of that. The passing is a lot more simple. You don't have to read as much. But, did I answer your question?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
What's it like with the quarterback making the calls with coverage and everything instead of having the center do that in Ty's new offense?
It's good, because if it's a wrong call, it's not on us, right? So, but he knows where he's looking. He knows what he's doing. So calling us to a slide, it makes perfect sense to me, because that's where he wants us to be, so he can make the play he wants to make. So I like it better, because we don't have to read the quarterback's mind or see what we have to do to protect him. He tells us what to do. We just pick up bodies and score touchdowns.
What's it like having Jamal back after being gone last year?
Yeah, that's my dude. I mean, everybody loves him. He's always on social media, cameras, everything. He should be. I think that he's a hard worker, a leader, and I respect everything that he does for the team. He cares about the team. He cares about the linemen, which is rare because, you know, everybody overlooking the big dogs. But he loves us, and he loves the whole team. He puts people in line. I remember before we started spring ball and winter training, we were running drills, and I made a mistake. I cut one short, and he called me out and told me to redo it. And I respect that, because I think everyone needs to be accountable for trying to win all these games. So.
How's your chemistry with Coach Empey?
Oh, he's the man. I mean, I'm trying to read him still. I don't really know their personalities yet, but they're funny people. They care about us. I think all the coaches care about us. And they want us to be healthy, and they know that we want to play football. So they don't have to get after us so much, but they're willing to, you know, give it to us if we need it. But they're very loving people, and I respect them a lot.
A lot of moving parts on this offensive line, a lot of depth issues, but as one of the veterans on this line, what do you want the identity of it to be?
We're tough. We're ready to brawl. I mean, not in the fighting sense, but we're willing to throw it all down on the line, put it on the line. We want to be the hammer, not the nail, and we want an attitude where people are afraid to go against us. The linemen are watching film like, oh, dang, these dudes big. They're coming off the ball. They're ready to move people. So that's what I want. Thank you, everybody. Appreciate the love.